The government just passed a law that lets your car decide whether you're allowed to drive it. Congress had a chance to kill the bill last month, but they voted to keep it alive. 268 to 164. Starting as early as 2027, every car, truck, and SUV sold in America could come with sensors watching your eyes, reading your skin, and monitoring how you breathe. If it doesn't like what it sees, it'll slow you down, lock your speed, or shut off your engine completely. In this video, I will cover what this law does, how the technology works, and what it'll cost you, and why this debate is far from over. In November 2021, President Biden signed the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, a massive $1.2 trillion spending bill. Buried inside it was Section 24220, called Advanced Impaired Driving Technology. In plain terms, it says that every new passenger vehicle under 10,000 pounds must eventually come equipped with technology that can detect if you're drunk or impaired and stop you from driving it if you think you are. Supporters say that this technology could save up to 10,000 lives per year once it's fully up and running by reducing the risk of drunk driving-related deaths. Okay, so how does this technology actually work? The system is completely passive. There's no breathalyzer or button to press. Your car just watches you as you drive. The tech includes things such as an infrared cameras that track your eyes. It's looking at things like your pupil size, where you're looking, and how often you blink. They utilize AI to look at your face for signs like head nodding, drooping eyelids, or glassy eyes there. Now here's how it responds if it thinks something's wrong. It doesn't just kill the engine the second you swerve once. It's graduated. First, you get audible alerts, then a haptic pulse through the steering wheel, then it starts limiting your speed, maybe capping you at 40 to 60 miles per hour and tightening lane assist. Only after a grace period of 30 to 60 seconds without any correction does it start to go further. To restart the engine, you'd have to pass a sobriety test. This might be eye tracking or a breath simulation built into the car. And one thing worth saying clearly, according to the law and the NHTSA, there's no remote government switch. No cop can log into your car from a laptop. The whole system lives within the vehicle's own computer, the ECU. Critics don't fully buy it yet, but that's what the law says. This past January, Representative Thomas Massey from Kentucky tried to defund it. His amendment to the spending bill would have cut all federal money for enforcing Section 24220, basically gutting it without a formal repeal. He called it an Orwellian deadline threatening civil liberties. The amendment failed. 164 voted yes to defund it, but 268 voted no, meaning they voted to keep the mandate alive. And here's the interesting part. 57 of those 268 were Republicans. This didn't break cleanly across party lines. The full spending bill then passed the House, cleared the Senate, and was signed into law last month. So right now, the kill switch mandate has funding, has legal backing, and is moving forward. This will also have a tangible impact on the cost of new vehicles. Supporters like Mothers Against Drunk Driving and Dads, the research group behind the tech, estimate the sensors could add around $200 to $250 per vehicle, with costs potentially dropping as production scales up past 15 million cars per year. Automakers and critics, however, aren't convinced. Their numbers are a lot higher. They're projecting $500 to $2,000 once you factor in things like research, testing, and compliance. In terms of what will actually hit the sticker price, estimates are looking at $300 to $1,000 more on a new car's MSRP. Used cars won't be affected. There won't be any retrofits required if you already have a car. And here's where there's a bit of tension. On one side, MAD says that this technology is one step closer to being in every new car and could save up to 10,000 lives per year. The IIHS says that the solution to impaired driving is within reach. The National Transportation Safety Board has also been pushing National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to move even faster. On the other side, the Competitive Enterprise Institute calls it exactly the kind of overreach that lets agencies control behavior without real accountability. Privacy advocates are asking, who owns the data your car is collecting about your eyes, your heartbeat, your driving patterns every single day? And also, the tech isn't even ready yet. The NHTSA missed its own November 2024 deadline to issue a final rule. As of right now, no commercially available system fully meets what the law requires. The real timeline for cars with this type of tech is probably looking at 2028 to 2030. So there's a law, there's funding, there's a mandate, and the technology to actually do it still needs a few more years to catch up. This is a story I'll be focusing on closely as the NHTSA gets closer to a final rule. Please subscribe and let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Is this type of technology worth the privacy concerns? Thank you.